Track 5. Unit 7. Listening 1. Kindness as a survival skill.
A few years ago, a woman went into a small cafe in South Carolina in the USA and ordered a cup of coffee. When she was finished with her coffee, she paid $100, which was much more than it cost. She told the cafe to use the extra money for customers who needed it. Why did she do this? Was she just being kind? Or could it be that she was acting out of a more basic human motivation, the will to survive? The cafe where this took place was where local people gathered regularly. As word of the woman's generosity spread, more customers decided to also leave a little extra money as well. This happened at a time of high unemployment, when no one knew who would lose their job next. The customers in the shop realized they needed to help sustain each other through a difficult economic situation. Let's have a look at the findings of psychologists who have studied kindness as it relates to our survival instinct. The basic concept is that people are kind to each other to ensure survival. That is, it is in everyone's best interest to help one another. When we are kind, we connect with other people and create a sense of community in which to live. We do kind things because we want others to do kind things for us. In other words, we want to foster reciprocity between people because it helps us all to survive. There are two ways reciprocity works. There's direct reciprocity, in which two people agree to a specific exchange. For example, I agree to help you move some heavy boxes, and you agree to help me review for my exam. The coffee shop tale, however, is an example of indirect reciprocity. In this case, I do something for you, you then help someone else, that person goes on to help a third or fourth person. In this way, we establish that it is okay to ask one another for help. Through these acts of kindness, we build a bond with one another, be it our family, our friends, our neighbors, and thereby a sense of community that helps us all to survive daily. But acts of kindness go beyond our local community. Every year there are natural disasters such as earthquakes, floods, and drought. Afterward, people from other parts of the world, total strangers, respond to help. They send food, water, medical supplies, and other types of emergency aid to disaster victims. Responses to natural disasters take indirect reciprocity one step further, in the sense that individuals can't possibly expect they will get anything directly back. That said, their actions highlight that all countries are part of a global community, in which it's to everyone's survival advantage to help one another in times of dire need. Related to this is the question, what makes someone risk his or her life for a total stranger? This doesn't sound like an urge for survival, and yet it is not unusual to hear reports of people who put their own lives in danger to perform spontaneous acts of kindness in order to save someone they've never met before. One such case was a recent story about a car that plunged into a river with two small children in the back seat. Another driver jumped into the river and saved the children. Afterward, he was called a hero. The man said, "I'm not a hero. If a stranger saw that my children needed help, he would help them." This man risked his own life because his first priority was to help others survive. By building bonds of reciprocity, we develop a sense of trust that we will take care of one another. It's in everyone's best interest to create a sense of community, and the stronger the community, the better chance we all have of living better lives and surviving and ensuring our own survival.